At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Wednesday in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Sandra. We still do this thing called local radio. Yeah, we're not afraid. We're not impressed by all you national pundits out there on your, you know, websites and your podcasts and your, I don't know, wherever else you deliver it, your YouTube channels. And we got all that, too, right here at the station. We got our opportunity to watch us, right, every morning.
I mean, that must be so thrilling for people to watch.
It's exciting when you have a pretty shirt like that on today.
Well, thank you.
Got a good color scheme. So, yeah, we're popping off the screen on our, what is it, our YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm.
92.9. Is that where you watch us?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
92.9. You can watch us and listen on the Odyssey app. Always a lot of ways to consume the show. And then there's a good old-fashioned way. You're driving around the city of Atlanta. Remember we used to do that in the morning at 6 a.m.? I'd say, like, where are you headed? I almost feel like I want to do that now.
Why don't you? It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
Where are you headed? And I have four or five questions. Where are you headed? Are you headed to work at a later hour? Are you going to get a workout? Are you headed to the golf course? Where are you at 9? And is this when you're in the car every morning around 9 a.m.? I'm going to do a quick little survey like I used to do at 6 a.m. back at the old station, 404-726-0929. I want to know the routine at 9 a.m., old-fashioned, listening on the radio. Not that I don't love the app, and not that we don't love watching on the YouTube, but you're just driving and listening. Like in the old days, there were no audiobooks. There were no podcasts. There was no satellite radio. There was no Spotify or Apple. It was just you on the highway with your local radio, and it was the regular guys and Steve and Vicky and 99X and all that, and it was Gary McKee and Chris.
Mayhem in the AM,
Chris
790s.
Rude. Yeah, so that's what it used to be, and I may ask you about your radio habits. So can you guys look for that, 404-726-0929. We'll take a couple of calls right out of the gate at 9 a.m. You hear me, Dylon? You got it. Thank you, sir. How are you doing? How was your evening?
Excellent. I had a lot going on in my hotel room. On the big screen, regular TV, was Stanley Cup Finals Game 1. And on my laptop was the Braves and the Jays. And I went to Costco, got a rotisserie chicken, and I sat in my room, happiest girl in the land. And that is likely the complete opposite of what you were probably out and about last night.
No, I was around. I was the girls are home right now, so I'm home as much as I can be.
Oh, good.
We've had dinner together almost every night since they've been home. Mm-hmm. Sophie's got a full time gig for her junior summer, working in an internship program that is great. And Nola is bouncing around and doing her thing, and Bobby. So
how's the dynamic in the house after the kids have been gone for so long, and now they're all back?
It is surprisingly, I don't want to jinx it, outstanding. So Bobby took over Sophie's room. She had the biggest bedroom in the house. And then we have this my mother-in-law apartment downstairs. Mm-hmm. Sophie has now moved into the basement of the mother-in-law apartment. Vali hasn't been here in a while. So everybody's got their space, but we meet for dinner every night. And then around 11:15 every night, it's their routine, the three of them go off on their little excursion to either get a Chick-fil-A milkshake, but more often than not, it's a frozen Coke from McDonald's. They like the
11:15 p.m.?
Yeah, there's a McDonald's open all night. Right on Roswell Road near where we live. So they go, and they like, you know, my daughter's got her Jeep, and they've got the top down, and they go on a little ride, the three of them, and they always end up, Bobby wants the dessert, the girls just want the frozen Coke, but it's like their outing.
I love that.
Yeah. So
I think a lot of parents are going through that out there when kids have been gone, and then the dynamic, you know, you're empty nesters, and then all of a sudden they're back. And you're either thrilled with it or you're like, wait a minute.
No, it can be a lot.
It can be a lot. I've heard both sides from y'all. So that's just awesome.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're used to a certain way now. And it's like, no, that's not how it goes in our house. So I can absolutely see how you could end up on the other end of it. But, you know, listen, I think the line was from The Office. I wish somebody had told us what the good old days were right now.
Yeah.
You know that famous line?
Yeah, Ed Helms. Absolutely.
Ed Helms.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about that every night. Somebody had told me the good old days were right now when I'm sitting around my table and everybody's home and we're busting chops and, you know, I'm talking a little sports and talking about their personal lives and obviously comedy and, you know, just only the intimacy of a close family can get away with some of the stuff. So I think about that every night. So I've been around a lot, and I loved watching the Braves last night because that was just a nice, clean, efficient way to go out and get another dub, go and get your 41st win. So I was digging that. Obviously, the Stanley Cup Finals, the gravitas of that, the NBA Finals coming up as well. And then I was on the social media stuff where I think, you know, this may be – I think I may have done something very unique. I managed to infuriate Georgia fans at an absolutely fervent level, talking about the eviction from the game the other night for Phelps, right? And then Tech fans, when I kind of taunted them yesterday morning, the ejection. What did I say?
Eviction.
Eviction.
The eviction. Get out of your apartment.
Yes. Leave the clubhouse and take your stuff. The ejection. And then yesterday, when I was just in my feelings about Tech losing, and I said, listen, you got to be better. Georgia owns you. The fact that they're playing and you're not, and I said something about you're the little brother that they taunt. Well, they did not like that.
They shouldn't have.
Tens and tens of thousands of views and hundreds of comments. So I pissed off the Tech fans and the Georgia fans within a 24-hour period. So I was in the middle of that. Not taking it too seriously, but yeah.
Well, if I was sitting in it, what's your therapist's name? Was it Dr. Arnie?
I've had Murray.
Okay, Dr. Murray. If Dr. Murray is sitting in front of you and he would say, Steak, what? Why are you doing this?
Yes. Which part?
All of it?
Well, I mean, because we're paid for our opinion. Why would I not give an opinion when Georgia has a player?
But there's something innate in you, and you're right. You're a great talk show host. But afterwards, are you having any tweet regrets?
I felt bad about the text.
You should have. I told you that on the air when you said that. It's first of all, it's not fair when we're talking about a baseball team as good as they were that he's your daddy or something. It was just.
I think I said, you're the little brother. I mean, I said, you're the baby brother you continue to be the little brother to Georgia, whereas they're beating you and everything, and now the fact that they're in a regional and you're not even compounds it or something like that. I don't know. I mean, like, it's frustrating to watch Georgia Tech. When I moved here, listen, there's two things. I'm not trying. I'm going to give my opinion because that's part of what our job is on social media, and I was having fun with it for the most part. I understand why Tech fans, it was a little fresh and to be saying, here you go again. You know, you can't get past, the Dogs, which, by the way, you beat them 14-4 during the regular season. So that's why you could argue my statements were silly because Tech beat them. However, Georgia's in a regional and you're done. And to me, it's like in basketball. They're in the NCAA tournament and you're done. You haven't beaten them in football in a decade. We cover both teams. My point was, when is Georgia Tech going to elevate their program to be able to compete with Georgia again? When I moved here, George O'Leary was beating Georgia on a regular basis. Bobby Kremins and Paul Hewitt were the premier college basketball program in town, and college baseball in Danny Hall certainly didn't take a backseat to Georgia. Well, you know, they got a long way to go because that still seems to be it.
All points are valid. However, you know how the Twitter works. The Twitter is an isolated two sentences with intent when the scar is deep and the cut hurts. And we just had James Ramsey in here.
I
don't know if Brent Key's coming in like he was. So that kind of stuff, it hurts relationships. That's just my opinion. You're better at this than me. I'm not in it for that. So I get why you're doing it. But the backlash, you're not surprised by it.
No, not really. I mean, a little bit.
I thought the Georgia comments about, you know, when the dust settled and they're able to look at the reality of what happened, you had a lot of comments that agreed with you. The Tech thing was a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll, that's fair.
Is that fair?
I hope we're not hurting relationships, but, you know, the truth hurts sometimes. Not that they need me to say it. And it was right after what happened. But listen, I was rooting so hard for James Ramsey. I get frustrated. What did I get in trouble with earlier this year? I don't know. I was at
the Hawks. You went after Quinn Snyder.
Kind of. For a second.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a fan. I talk like a fan.
I don't talk like a
journalist.
Journalist!
So when you talk like a fan, you say things, and maybe I should be more responsible than that. But anyway.
Don't change on my, but you got to take with what comes with it.
I don't have any problem. Okay. It doesn't hurt my feelings. The only thing is I don't want to upset people. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings. That's the job we have. You got to give your opinion and see where the chips fall. So, it's all fine. It blows over.
And those of you that text me because of it, I don't respond for a reason. Like, I'm not responsible for my coworker and teammate.
He's on the run. They wanted you to.
What is he doing? And blah, blah, blah. And I don't even respond because it's not my kitchen. I'm not in your kitchen.
It's still only sports. I mean, at the end of the day.
Don't tell people. I mean, listen, it's only sports.
At the end of the day, it's like, take it easy there, Cha-Cha.
Right.
404-726-0929. How are you listening to the radio? Where are you headed? What's your routine? 404-726-0929. I'm going to take calls in this first half hour. It's
okay.
Going to happen.
Yeah, we are.
So tell me where you're going, where you're headed, and I have state questions to ask you, but let's do our 9 at 9.
Braves win number 41 is officially in the books. They beat the Jays 4-3. The hero, Matt Olson, with his 17th home run of the year. That was a go-ahead solo in the sixth. But beneath the headlines is going to be Bryce Elder. And he should be the top headline as he rallies back from his worst outing against the Red Sox last week and beats the Jays, going 6 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. He was outstanding. 7:15 tonight is another one. Game 2 with them. Grant Holmes, Patrick Corbin on the mound.
Yeah, great efficient way to start a homestand. All the things you want to see, your favorite players have, and obviously a team you should be familiar with, the Blue Jays, playing in the World Series last year, and watching your closer just dominate. So all great stuff for the Braves.
Drake Baldwin update. Walt Weiss said likely the next homestand, he's back with that grade 1 oblique. Drake Baldwin just got paid. Falcons announcement comes
Drake
around.
Drake London got paid. Yes, not Drake Baldwin.
Drake's to Drake's.com.
Yeah, he'll get paid though.
Drake
soon.
London, 4-year, $141 million deal. $100 million is guaranteed. He's now the third highest in the NFL. More on that later.
Yeah, we got a lot to say about, you know, the star players that are in town. Bijan's one. Drake's one. Do we have that on defense in Jalen and maybe possibly James Pierce, and is this the nucleus to be a playoff and a Super Bowl contending team? Is this the nucleus of it where you pay guys this much money, you expect results, and we'll see if those results start to come to fruition.
NBA Finals getting underway tonight in San Antonio, 8:30. Spurs are favored over the Knicks by 4.5 as of this morning. Steak, I don't know if you have another number. I want to give some love to The Dream, who put a beat down on Connecticut last night, 91-75. Ryan Howard, have a night. 8 3-pointers. She finishes with 36 points. They play at Caitlin Land at Indiana tomorrow night. Atlanta currently tied for second in the WNBA.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark in the news a bunch of late.
For all the wrong reasons.
I guess so. Her and her coach having some moments. But Where do we watch a game like that tomorrow night? Do we have any idea?
Let me find. I'll find out.
Let's see if that, because I would like to see that. Do we have any idea?
I'll find out.
Where that is?
Yes, yes.
All right. Anything else we need to know?
Well, listen, Josh Brooks is not happy, and he shouldn't be. Georgia, and they announced the game times for these regionals. And this, by the way, the number one seed, they're the highest remaining seed playing the other four seed. It's the best matchup. They're going to get to go in 11 a.m. on Saturday, noon on Sunday. Awful.
Not the way to rile up a crowd that you want all fired up. A lot of logistics to get to a baseball game at 11 a.m. in Athens. I can't imagine.
Josh Brooks, nothing says top remaining seed like an 11 a.m. Saturday start for game one on Twitter. Good for you, Josh.
Yeah, it should be one of the better atmospheres with Mississippi State fans there as well.
Standing room only as weekend. Of like immediately. Yeah. There was no question. So
absolutely. All right. When we come back, we will take a few calls. I have four or five important questions to ask our listeners. 404-726-0929. If you've never called us before, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the conversation. But even more important, Nick Saban has let everybody know, including Congress, how he feels about the state of college football. And the guy left standing is Kirby Smart. Why David Pollack says there is one voice louder than everybody else's, and that guy resides in Athens. College football conversation. Dog fans, sit tight. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. What's the French Open thing going on here? Where are we at here? The semis? I know I'm looking at Sabalenka, which, I mean, I just love watching her play. These are the quarterfinals of the French Open. Mm-hmm. All right. We got a lot of screens up in front of us, but anytime she's playing, I get excited to watch her. She's just a fabulous athlete and great personality, and it's a huge major, obviously. And so that's going on right now. We'll update that. We know a lot of tennis fans out there floating around. We got college football stuff for you. David Polk talking about Kirby Smart. Also, Nick Saban has weighed in with this Save College Football Act that is supposed to be getting in front of Congress in some capacity. But I talked about like wanting to know old-fashioned folks listening on the radio where they're headed, what's their schedule. Talk to some listeners. A lot of shows don't want to do that on a regular basis. We do, so let's check in with a couple of our folks. I got a few questions for them. Hey, James in Woodstock, where are you headed, brother? James, you there?
Me. I am literally on the road right now, just met with some HVAC distributors and HVAC installers. My company is Sinope Technologies. I'm the first United States hire. We just expanded into the United States. We do smart thermostats and water leak detection. We obviously help utilities, property managers prevent huge water leaks and or save energy for the grid.
All right. So let me ask you. So are you on the road? Are you on the road? How many hours a week? What's that?
I'm on the road probably Tuesday through Thursday, and Monday and Friday I'm more working remote, trying to like catch up and make calls.
Are you listening to live local? All right, we got to get rid of it.
Well, he's got his radio. Y'all turn your radios down when you're talking.
No.
That will help us.
Bo's not going to allow that. Okay. Crystal in Douglasville. So far, this has gone horribly wrong. Crystal, Douglasville, you're on Sports Radio 92. Crystal, where are you headed? What's going on?
I am headed to Chapel Hill High School. My daughter's on the sports med team, so I am taking her some breakfast this morning.
Wow. So what time is she getting up to start handling all that?
When she goes to sports med, we are out of the house by 7 a.m. because those football players are on the field at 7:30 in the morning.
So you listen to live local radio? Is that something you've always done?
Always. I'm born and raised in Atlanta. I've always. So remember, I started with Ryan Cameron in the morning. Then I moved over to the Burt Show. You remember the Burt Show?
Yeah, we remember the Burt Show.
May it rest in peace. Yes.
And that.
Yes. And I'm a teacher, so I listen in the morning on my way to work.
Okay. Where are you? Are you teaching the same place where you're headed right now?
I don't teach at Chapel Hill High, but I do teach in Douglas County.
All right. So what grade are you teaching?
Second grade, reading only.
All right. So what can you tell us about parents of second graders? Is the future bright for us the way they're raising their kids, or you got a lot of issues to deal with?
Listen, start reading as soon as they come out. Start reading as soon as they come out. Do not leave it up to us to teach your children how to read.
Nothing more important. Nothing.
They'll be behind the eight ball by the time they hit third grade.
All right. And there you go. Who's your favorite sports team in Atlanta history?
Oh, my goodness. It's got to be the Atlanta Braves. Rest in peace, Bobby Cox.
All right.
I go all the way back to Smoltz and Maddox.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, Crystal, you're a great mommy. Thanks for being a great second grade teacher. And she's just off, out and about listening on the radio. So, and we'll just do that all morning. I love to hear what people do for a living. Like, there's not a job that I don't find somewhat fascinating. Someone tells me they work at Starbucks. I say, what's the number one ordered item? What's it like looking inside of people's cars in the drive-thru? Are you shocked and dismayed? You know,
right.
Like, I mean, there's all just every job you have on some level. Now, maybe if you have a really boring factory worker job that, you know, the mundane element of it. But otherwise, I don't know. I just think everybody's got a story to tell, right?
Did your father or mother have a thing about how you keep your car?
Not real. I think back in the day we grew up, weren't most people's cars pretty clean anyway? You didn't let it get to what happens in this generation?
I don't think so, because I remember my father, military background.
Yeah.
It's like there would be a weekly inspection of my car, and it better be, first of all, not gas below a quarter of a tank ever, and it better be clean. And, I just remember even to this day, because you
right.
know when you're raised, but I will pull up to somebody's car, and I think they must live in that car.
Right. No, it's especially
disgusting.
With young people, and the problem with drive-thrus and Starbucks bags and, you know, Crystal Burgers or just like stuff that, I mean, I just think it's a different era without respecting it is, you know, that you're what you're driving around in. I would imagine if you're sitting at a Starbucks and you're seeing, you know, 90 cars in a couple hours, you must just be horrified by some
gosh.
Of the stuff, right? Looking in there and just seeing like that woman's does not have it together, right? I would say a clean car normally suggests that person's life is probably in a better direction than other folks. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Now, if you're a mommy and you got a bunch of kids and you got, listen, I know that routine.
No, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I mean what you just said.
Yeah.
If there is bag from 7 weeks ago.
Right. No.
I've got a therapist for you to talk to because there's some hoarding issues.
Do
you use soap at all in your life?
I worked with that oftentimes life was not headed in the right direction. And you'd go take a ride with him out to Flowery Branch or something, and you look in the back of the car, and you're like, dude, are you serious? You drive around like this, and that sometimes is an indication, if you will, of some of that. Anyway.
You haven't said happy birthday to Bobby.
Yes, my...
young Bobby.
I was going to give him a shout-out. 15 years old, my son Bobby, today.
Mazel.
He's got a soccer workout at 10:30, which I said, you know what? I know you can do whatever you want on your birthday, but I would suggest... Don't blow off having a workout today to sleep in or do whatever. So he's got a bunch of kids come over today, 7 or 8 buddies. So
good.
I'm in charge
of that deal. Happy birthday,
Bobby. Great young man. Nothing but joy. And when you have two girls and you pray hard for a boy, that's what happened. Named after my dad, of course. Speaking of my dad, Robert Shapiro. So, Bobby, happy birthday. Happy 15th birthday. Hey, Nick Saban, we'll talk about in a second because he is the voice of college football even when he's not in college football. But I thought David Pollack yesterday, a podcast that continues to create great material, has stuff on Kirby Smart.
See ball, get ball. It is, sports fans in general, not just Georgia, if you're a dad, it's just so, so good. Great guest. But David's got incredible insight and smarts and a moral compass that we all should learn from. So I enjoy his takes. Is that a fair
statement?
Yeah,
no. I mean, listen, the guy has been around it all. He was at the highest level of broadcasting with Game Day. He was one of the greatest college football players that has ever played, one of the greatest SEC players ever. First team All-SEC 3 times, and then had a, unfortunate injury that cost him an NFL career.
Could have cost him his life.
Yeah.
Broken neck.
And has his kids who are, D1 athletes as well. So it's great perspective from David Pollack. But he's also talking about what I always talk about, which the voice I listen to, the most clear-headed, most concise, most comfortable person to listen to talk about college athletics is Kirby Smart. Time and again,
absolutely,
he seems to make the most sense, and David Pollack said as much.
It just takes one. It just takes two to do this. And there's two in particular that absolutely can do this. Listen, you can think whatever you want about Kirby Smart. Go watch how everything tends to trend with what he says. He is a smart dude, man. He is a forward thinker. He cares about the sport, but he also understands the sport better than 99.9% of people. Whether he wins, whatever. We can debate who the best coach is. I'm just telling you, he knows how to put systems in place and get crap done. He knows how to be innovative. He knows how to think outside the box. He knows how to be creative. You're watching him navigate a world where he doesn't have as many recruits. And listen, here's the comment that comes with this is, you know, isn't it interesting that the SEC now has a problem with the new system of everybody getting paid? That's what I keep hearing from everybody. Do y'all really think that everybody wasn't getting paid? Do y'all really think this happened in one part of the country? Only one part of the country?
So a lot to unpack there by David Pollack, also acknowledging that, you know, it's always been paying the kids to some degree, but also talking about Kirby Smart. And I said it too. Nobody navigates or talks through portal and NIL and all that stuff better than Kirby. His track record of keeping kids at Georgia better than anybody else in college football. He has a he is not going to get in a bidding war with other schools. He's not going to do it. He's going to tell you.
He's on the record telling you if you're a freshman coming in, you're not going to make more than the starter, and that ain't happening. Go somewhere else. He's happy to pay the guys that deserve it.
Yeah, and listen, it's such a mess in college football. There's so many bad things about the current state of it, not the least of which how in trouble these lower-level sports are, the Olympic sports, if you will, the non-revenue sports. Why? Because every friggin' penny is going to your revenue sports, basketball and football, at the expense of absolutely these other sports that are put in jeopardy. Also, the transfer portal is out of control, the amount of decisions that kids have to make so quickly, and those decisions that are just bombarded with when their agents are calling them to say, Arkansas is offering you this, and Michigan State said this, and you can go to Cal and do this. Like, how about just staying where your feet are on the ground and trying to build something there? The amount of options is really not healthy for all these kids, and a lot of times they're doing it for the wrong reason. Also, academics, absolutely not a factor. Now, I understand that D1 athletes skating by and not focusing on academics always was something. Now it's an absolute joke. Now there is not even any notion that you're going as an athlete that's bouncing school to school to get anything other than paid. Yeah. That's a really bad thing. And just not the ability to, you know, build anything within these programs. And you think that quick hit of $300,000, which is an enormous amount of money for these kids. But in the long run, what are you doing for the next 55 years? What are you doing? The transfer portal, the absolute no governors on what you pay kids, no salary cap, no contracts, no rules. All of it is bad. All of it. There's a few good things. NIL, pay kids for the name, image, and likeness. Get kids compensated for what they bring to a program. But if you think this other stuff is good for college sports, good for kids long term.
And y'all, the fatigue that is setting in with fans when Ross Dellinger joined you and Rusty last Friday, I couldn't agree with him more. We are sick of hearing about it. Y'all figure it out. It's a multi-billion dollar business at this point. Figure it out.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with it. The only thing that's right is the sport.
The only thing
thrilling.
That's right is Saturday. In the South, and the ratings have never been higher for college football. So if you think it's so wrong, it's just like you're running a business. Coca-Cola, don't cry for me, Argentina. I don't want to hear about some bill that's going to help y'all. Figure it out.
What does Coca-Cola have to do with it? I don't understand.
It's a major corporation, just like college football is. And the fact that Nick Saban saying, oh, well, we need this. I don't want government dealing with my body or my college football. Figure it out.
Well, that's the problem, is that they can't figure it out, and they never will.
So SEC, do it on your own. Do what you have to do. Big Ten, do it on your own. Figure it out.
All right. When we come back, what are we doing? The NFL had massive news yesterday.
Drake!
And so do the Atlanta Falcons. I give you my list of my favorite 8 wide receivers in Atlanta Falcons history. I have my list of 8. Where does your guy rank? And also Myles Garrett, A.J. Brown, Sean McVay, we hear from all of them. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, thanks so much for being with us. Talk to a couple of our listeners, find out where they're going from point A to point B. Also, a bunch on the NFL. If you want to talk about some massive moves that changed the power structure of the NFL, including the Falcons and what they got done. We mentioned before the break, Nick Saban, who we now have, whether it's leaked from Ross Dellinger mm-hmm. from the session Congress. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban saying Congress does need to fix the mess in the courts and create a national framework so the people inside college sports can enforce fair rules. Without that legal certainty, every rule becomes a suit. Every standard becomes another risk. And the system keeps drifting towards a professional model without admitting that it's happening. I do believe most fans want universities simply sponsoring, do not want universities simply sponsoring pro teams. I believe they want an education-based model that compensates athletes fairly, protects athletes, and still preserves development, competition, opportunity, and tradition. He says he is completely behind that bill that is out there. He's saying that he thinks it starts to help to fix what's wrong with college football, and it is the bill that is called the Fix College Sports Bill that Nick Saban also talked in length about the massive issues, which absolutely drove him out of the game, surrounding the pay for play. Says everybody agrees the NIL makes sense, name, image, likeness, but this pay-to-play professional model with no governors on it is extreme danger. Everybody sees it and knows it, and whether or not anything get done is doubtful because a lot of that bill is stuff that the SEC and Big Ten probably won't agree to.
They already said we're not a fan of it. But I agree with Ross Dellinger. It was at least a starting point.
Yes.
It needs extreme massaging.
It's a good place to mm-hmm. begin because it is the absolute Wild West and out of control, and a ton of folks are affected by that. Let's get Alex and Smyrna real quick, and then we got a bunch of this NFL stuff. Alex, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where are you driving? Listen to the radio at 9:43 a.m.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I do pest control, and I listen every day. I'm 30, so I listen to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks, but it's my default radio station when I'm driving around.
So are you in people's homes on a regular basis, outside their homes? Like, what's the deal?
It's our main thing is quarterly pest control, and we offer inside and outside. So it's about half and half. And I just, if it's a quick stop, I leave the truck running, and if it's not, I crank it back on and start listening.
So, what percentage of your life is local, traditional radio, and what percent are podcasts?
I'd probably say 80-20, kind of radio constant, unless there's something specific I want to listen to, and kind of the different shows at different times kind of help me gauge when I'm almost done, which is nice.
Hey, what are the three topics that are going to keep you listening longer? Are there certain teams or leagues or things that are going to have you more intrigued rather than less?
I mean, I'm a massive Falcons fan, Hawks fan. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but I'm a huge soccer fan. I was born and raised in England, moved to Georgia when I was 12. So
All right. The
more World Cup coverage would be great.
Yeah, we're going to have Conti on tomorrow to talk specifically about Spain that's coming in, maybe the best player in the world, two of the top 10 players in the world.
He's going to bring us paella.
Oh,
let's have a nice.
I hope so.
Let's have a
wonderful
nice Spanish brunch.
Yes. So we will have some great World Cup coverage. We're going to be broadcasting live from downtown outside a lot of the venues. So this summer really should be a lot about educating mm-hmm. our public to, and I think hopefully falling in love with some of what's going to be happening all over. You got to be pumped for World Cup, I imagine, right? Oh,
he gone.
Okay. We need Conti in here really to start. I mean, it's so close. It's really so unbelievable. When I was thinking about when I was going up the escalator at Hartsfield-Jackson, when you get off that train, and it said World Cup, and it was like
countdown.
Yeah, the countdown was like 400-something days. And I was like, dude, that is never going to get here. And now we are literally around the corner, right?
15th is the first game, so.
So the
folks are coming in. I have rentals in at the lake. They're all arriving next week.
Well, I'm happy for you, but that has not been the case for most folks. Hotels are absolutely down. There was a big article about, you know, Petrie DeKalb, the private airport over there. There are a couple of private airports. There's Charlie Brown and it was the Petrie DeKalb. And this notion they had of international travelers, and they were going to have some of the busiest weeks. absolutely like a shell of what they expected. Now, they're hoping the later rounds, when you get into single elimination, but there's no planes coming from Spain. There's not a lot of planes coming from, you know, the other regions and countries that we are, hosting for the initial round. So it is just, they're learning that, especially in the group stage, you are not getting the travelers that you had anticipated. It's a 1 month
event. Is that throughout the United States, or is it just
Yeah, it's everywhere. And Atlanta's doing better than most cities.
Okay.
Atlanta's ahead of the curve. Other cities, it's even worse. The hotel rooms you're asking for, they're never going to get full capacity. Absolutely not happening. Not even close to that. Restaurants booking private rooms, big function halls, absolutely not happening. Now, again, you got to get out of the group stage. Think about somebody that has the money to travel and you're the number one seed like Spain or somebody else, or you're Argentina or England or France or Germany. Like, you can't spend a month in the USA necessarily. They're waiting to see him get through the group stage and then start making significant travel plans. That's when this thing will ramp up, and we can talk about what countries we're going to get, but it has not been, from a commerce perspective, anywhere near what folks maybe had in their mind, right? Because the group stage is just different.
I don't know how you can miss on it. I'm just wondering
what happened previously.
The business models are in place to see what has happened before.
Well,
we have a lot to look at. I'm raising my hand because I don't travel for soccer. I have no idea, but I do know a year ago when this was announced, there was things that these folks were coming from Europe. They were going to stay in the United States for a month and a half, and they were going to travel to all these cities and.
Who has the money to spend a month and a half in the United States?
Well, that group was already decided. They've done it before for the World Cup. Well, they've done it before.
I don't think they've done it at the same level. Where was it last time? It was Qatar or whatever it was. It's just, you know, I think it was wishful thinking. There's a lot of factors going on. The price to travel, right, has never been higher. And overall, I think they're folks worried about getting in and out of the United States and this whole immigration notion that's hurting things. And the cost of the ticket, the FIFA cost of the ticket. So all these things are absolutely affecting the type of crowds that we're going to see initially in the group stage over the next few weeks. And we will hear about it from every city. You'll hear about it from Seattle, from Los Angeles,
absolutely,
from Boston, from New York, from Chicago. You're going to hear about it everywhere. And every city will have a different story. I mean, it could be around-the-clock coverage of who's winning and who's not and what countries are traveling and what folks are. All of it will be fascinating. Also fascinating, the NFL, Myles Garrett in front of the media yesterday talking about a massive move to the Rams, who are all in to try to go win a Super Bowl. Here he is talking about not passing up this opportunity.
Since the very beginning, it's always been about winning. And it just breaks down to, you know, the timing of everything. What does it realistically look like to be a winner now? And to have a opportunity to do that, you know, immediately, you know, that was an opportunity that was just, you know, too difficult to pass up.
Yeah, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. You're going one of the greatest Cleveland Browns of all time, but you couldn't win there. Never had enough offense there. Had some great moments, certainly that led by you as a defensive stalwart, but you're going to a team that is poised to win a Super Bowl. And if your legacy is often defined by being a Hall of Fame career with a Super Bowl ring, then you have everything. If you're a Hall of Famer, which Myles Garrett is, with a Super Bowl ring, then you have everything. Jared Verse goes from one of the top players in the defense, third-year player now with the Rams.
I think it's a win-win for both sides. Myles Garrett is such a star outside of what he does. He's dating this Khloe Kim. He's got business ventures. He lives in LA part-time anyway. I mean, he is this star. He can pick his poison after he's done. Hall of Famer, best player in the league, you could argue right now. Either side of the ball. So I think it's a great win for him. Just watching that press conference, the three of them sitting there, I just thought, man, the Rams did it again. Now, having said that, Jared Verse is from Ohio. He got off a plane yesterday, dressed all in brown, big smile on his face. He gets it. He's trending way, way up.
Yeah, and don't just assume, yes, living in Los Angeles and playing for a Super Bowl, it sounds extremely exciting. Players also want to be the guy. Jared Verse becomes the guy in Cleveland minute one. He's going to have a long career. Don't just assume the Cleveland Browns will never be good. I know that's an easy thing to say. And here is the GM of the Browns essentially talking about this was the best situation for their football team. Andrew Berry, the GM, talking about it.
Jared Verse, he's obviously a huge part of this return for us. Jared is an outstanding football player. Former Defensive Rookie of the Year, two-time original ballot Pro Bowler. He's a perfect DNA match for our attacking front. He's really a terror in both phases, both as a run defender and a pass rusher. And we are really, really excited to add him to our team. He allows us to continue to play defense as a high level, which has been our standard over the past several seasons. And we're really excited to welcome him into the organization.
This was a deal 3 years in the works, if you're believing the Adam Schefter reports that this started in 2023, the back and forth with the Rams, Les Snead, and the Browns. The piece they wanted after the 24 draft and they saw Jared Verse was Jared Verse, and they have not, they said heels are firmly dug in. We want Verse or no deal.
They have, yeah, which is, I give Browns all the credit. Like, that deal was done. Like, meaning not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not going to think about Jared Verse, don't even call us again.
I'll block you. I'll block you right now.
So they get a 1-2.
Lose my number.
1-2 and 3 and a Jared Verse. Meanwhile, on the other side, you got the Rams now sitting there with this collection of Hall of Famers. There's one Hall of Famer that has been gone a couple of years. The notion of Aaron Donald. What kind of shape is he in? Would he think about one more run to win a Super Bowl? It came a topic yesterday. Here's Sean McVay chatting on that thing.
Here's what I would tell you guys overall, too, is, you know, Aaron's a guy that I stay really close in touch with, and I know the respect that he has for Miles. Talk to him about the opportunity to be able to bring him on board. If Aaron decides he wants to dust him off at the age of 35, I bet you he could still do it at a pretty high clip.
Yeah, and that's just going to be a cool rumor you hear right now. So much so, Pat McAfee also jumped aboard. Here he is talking about Aaron Donald.
So we reach out to Aaron Donald. Okay? I reach out to Aaron Donald. And I would like to say, according to source,
says,
it for sure got me thinking. Okay? 35, removed 2 years ago. Got to see if that fire can light back up. And then we show clips of him doing it. And I tell him, I say, you're from Penn Hills, brother. Fire is always in there. And then I say, go get the knives back out. Okay? And then there was a laughing response.
So we shall see. Aaron Donald, part of that defense, would be insane. But the guy's been waiting out 2 years.
Yeah, and he's 35, and I don't know.
Yeah.
His wife's chiming in on Twitter, like, with a laughing emoji, I believe, or something. So I don't know. Good gracious. I told you they're the odds-on favorite now in Vegas to win the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would they not be? Meanwhile, A.J. Brown, who I guess grew up a Patriots fan, watching the Tom Brady teams win Super Bowls and watching guys like Vrabel and Rodney Harrison and that collection of Hall of Famers. He was in New England. He had his press conference, and they liked what they heard.
Just talking to my mom, and I was like, man, I'm still in awe. You know, I'm trying to adjust and, you know, walking up the hill. With the uniform on, I was like, man, this is real, you know. And caught myself one point in practice, wasn't paying attention because I was like, dang, I'm a Patriot, you know, you know. And just trying to take it all in as much as I can, you know. Obviously, you know, I got back to work quickly, but it's levels to it, and I'm, like I said, I'm enjoying it. It's obviously, I know this ain't heaven, but, you know, it's close to it.
Yeah, don't go to sleep on New England's horrendous Super Bowl. It was awful. And offensively, they were a mess. And Will Campbell, their first rounder, was getting absolutely battered. But this is a team, I think they won like 12, 13 in a row. And without, you know, a real – Stephon Diggs was fine. But now they have a true number one wide receiver. They still got Trevion Henderson, the second-year player out of Ohio State. That's going to be a huge factor. They got personnel all over the place. Obviously, defensively is probably the strength of that team as well. So New England in the mix when you add A.J. Brown, you know. We'll talk about our team, though. Let's talk about
Please, can we please talk about Drake London?
So I didn't
Enough with the Meanwhile, the Eagles and the Jalen Hurts spat with A.J. Brown. We're learning a little more. If you're reading into the
rumors. There's a huge rumor where
it's always a woman.
A woman involved, always at the heart of it. We'll get to that.
Where is Wilbur when we need him? He called in and he said it's always them crazy women.
And women always get you to do something.
Something crazy.
Hey, a huge upset in tennis we'll talk about. A shocking score. And my top 8 Falcon receivers of all time. Sports Radio 99. Sports Radio 92.9 The Games.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Steak and Sandra. You want to tell us a little something, Sandy, about all the stuff happening this week with the radio station? By the way, watch on the YouTube channel and listen to us on the Odyssey app.
Make sure to join Dukes and Bell later today. A chance to win a summer staycation comfort giveaway from Reliable Heating and Air. Groceries, gas, free cooling system, tune-up to keep your summer cool and stress-free. It's all brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
The numbers on Drake London, do you have them? Essentially a massive contract.
4-year, $141 million deal. $150 million you could max out to, $100 million of that is guaranteed. He is the third highest paid receiver in the league behind Jackson, Smith, Njigba, Jamar Chase, and then Drake London.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson coming up just
right
after
behind
that.
Him, CeeDee Lamb. Yes, right there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's pretty obvious that the Atlanta Falcons have some pieces that the rest of the league would covet, right? Number one piece is Bijan Robinson, who the question will he be a Barry Sanders that everybody agrees is worth the price of admission? Get your popcorn ready. This is a premier player in the league, a Hall of Fame-type talent that is playing in a place, in a city that just can't win. And that's been the narrative so far on both these guys, both Drake London and Bijan. You know, when their quarterbacks are yeah.
Let me just back up to Drake for a second and look at his numbers. Whatever he has done, which has been wide receiver one since he's been here, drafted 8th overall in 2022, he has had to catch passes and be in an offense with the likes of Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Kirk Cousins, and Michael Penix.
Yeah. So your point is
there
what?
Should be an asterisk. Like the fact that he had 900 yards a year on averages is a miracle.
Well,
it's nothing shy of a miracle.
I mean, yes, listen, to a degree. I mean, I would not say Kirk Cousins Certainly Kirk Cousins was very effective.
1,271 yards was his most in a season.
That was what,
100
years ago?
Catches, yes, in 24.
Yeah, that was the Kirk Cousins year where, you know, I'm not going to sit and tell you, you know, they're a worse quarterback to be thrown to than Kirk Cousins. Now, he imploded. Last year, he's injured, so he doesn't get his 1,000 yards, but I mean, he was banged up last year. That was the problem. And, you know, it was similar mediocre quarterback play by Penix and Kirk Cousins. Obviously, with Mariota and Desmond Ridder, you don't have much of a shot at all with those two guys. I mean, at least Kirk Cousins came in, was a professional quarterback that took over the position and had 300-yard games and had, the ability to spread the ball around, and he had a 450-yard game, and he had north of 300, and, of course, the win against the Eagles. Listen, Drake London has proven himself, right? And Bijan Robinson has proven himself. They're proving themselves on a football team that can't find, you know, can't find their way. They're firing their coaches. They're firing Arthur Smith. They're firing, Terry Fontenot, the GM, and then they're firing Raheem Morris. And through all this, you got guys like Chris Lindstrom, stud, Jesse Bates, stud, Drake London, stud, Bijan Robinson, stud, right? You're sprinkling in consistent guys. You're not going to win by losing guys like that. You don't want to lose guys like that. The question is, what is the legacy going to be of Drake London and his, you know, his Atlanta Falcons, you know, the book written with him as a member of the Atlanta Falcons? Are you going to get him in a playoff game? Are you going to get him in a postseason? Are you going to get him a division title? Are you going to get him a quarterback that you feel good about? Like, those are massive questions, but you're not going to get better with him leaving the building.
Absolutely.
Right? And they know that, and they know it with Bijan. And, like, you know, there's a reason last year everybody thought the Falcons had a shot to be the New England Patriots coming out of nowhere and making a run, right? Who else is? Seattle, to a degree, although they were a playoff team, I think, the year before, right? Or certainly in that category. And I'm just trying to think of the teams that surprised last year that stepped up. Bears were one of them the year before with Caleb. And, you know, there's going to be six or eight teams every year that you didn't see in the playoffs the year before. Mm-hmm. Why did people think the Falcons were going to be that? Because they're like, oh, they got Bijan, they got Drake, they got an offensive line that's solid, right, led by Lindstrom and Bergeron, and they got a quarterback people like. Now, why everybody liked Michael Penix based on three games the year before, I don't know, but most people liked him. They're like, Michael Penix is taking the reins. Kirk Cousins is the backup. They have a quarterback that's a young quarterback, and he has a chance, and most people like the Falcons, right? With good reason, because Bijan and Drake are two of the best in their position. But if we don't have a quarterback, and again, that's what this is going to come down to.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa this year, Michael Penix this year, or going and drafting and, you know, and then
starting
Drake London's, then Drake London's got a fifth quarterback or a sixth quarterback, right? If Tua Tagovailoa plays this year, that's the fifth quarterback he's played with. And then if they realize he's not the guy, then Drake London will have had six quarterbacks in 6 years. And that is the rub.
Exactly. Yeah.
Six quarterback in 6 years if it's not going to be Tua this year. If it's going to be Tua this year and somebody else next year or Penix. You got to fix that position. But Drake London is an absolute stud. One of the great, you know, live ball, go up and make a play, one-on-one, use your body, phenomenal basketball player, phenomenal athlete, big, strong, tough gamer. Great pick at eighth in the draft coming out of USC. He's everything that you could ask for.
100%. Pay the man. Good for him. Let's go.
Do you want my greatest Falcon receivers? My favorite five receivers.
Five.
My five.
You said eight earlier, but we'll make it five.
Well, I'm not going to include tight ends because if you let me include tight ends, I'm going to put Algie Crumpler in there, but we're talking about receivers.
Okay. Go from five to one.
Now, do you want to hear eight from me? Here's my honorable mention.
Okay.
Billy White Shoes Johnson, because he's a great guy. His numbers aren't anything that special, but Billy White Shoes has one of the great, you know, catches in Falcons history, the Hail Mary catch against from Barkowski, also a special teams guy, also a friend of ours. He's just a great dude, right? So Billy White Shoes is honorable mention. Andre Rison is honorable mention because I wasn't really here for Andre Rison. That was the Jerry Glanville run before I got to town, too legit to quit. Andre Rison, absolute star, all kinds of crazy stuff off the field going on as well. But I wasn't here for him. So I'm just talking about Steak Shapiro rolls into town. These are my guys.
Okay.
At number five is Terrence Mathis, third leading receiver in Falcons history. Another guy we know well. Great dude. Right? Had the Bobby Hebert catch to get us into the playoffs. I was at the game, fourth quarter, over the middle. Mathis has the catch. Total professional. Just under a Hall of Fame player, but a great player in Terrence Mathis. Number four is our buddy Michael Jenkins, right?
Wow,
first catch in history.
Yep.
For first throw in the history of Matt Ryan, goes for a touchdown.
60-yarder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He just also a dude that just, you know, physical specimen, great dude, somebody you and I have gotten to know.
Love him.
I'm going to put him at number four.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I'm going to put Drake London, because Drake London is just, he's an elite player. He's an elite wide receiver. The best years are ahead of him, and that is a guy I have complete faith in. 100% faith that Drake London, in a big situation, is going to make big catches. And then if you get good enough, he's going to help you win a playoff game. He's going to help you do great things, because Drake London's a guy that can have an 8-catch, 137-yard game, similar to what Roddy and Julio did, and these are my next two. Roddy or Julio in the big game, whether it was Roddy absolutely torching the Seattle Seahawks, getting us that playoff win for Matt Ryan, when I think he went for like a buck 30 and a quarter or something crazy. He's at two. One of the all-time affable, great dudes, just an absolute beast. Right there with numbers with Julio Jones, although he did it in so many more games. And obviously Julio Jones, one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. He's my number one. Now, special shout-out to Brian Finneran.
Yes, nice recovery.
Brian Finneran.
Also mentioned.
In his own category. But by the way, deserves it. Brian Finneran putting up how many different seasons? 6'5", slot receiver, Michael Vick's favorite receiver.
Third down machine.
236 catches in his career, 3,000 yards, and 19 touchdowns. So he's in his own category.
Because, and he's our brother from another mother.
Yes.
There you go.
So, but otherwise, it was Mathis, Jenkins, Drake London, Roddy White, and Julio Jones, with a special shout-out to say nobody loves the Falcons more. Nobody was a better representative. A free agent, non-drafted, decade north, Brian Finneran, shout-out as well. And just also easily agitated. You know what I mean?
Super salty.
Yeah.
Don't get on his
salty,
bad side.
You could get him, you know, whether, you know, you roll in a little bit late to work, or you start talking about nonsense like chicken parmesan.
He loses
or where him. Or where to get, you know, a good burrito. Was it burrito tacos with the pork or whatever?
This.
Yeah. And you see Brian Finneran's face and you say, wow, that didn't take long. He hates me. He hate me, right? Anyway, that's our Falcon receivers conversation.
Look
we have more
you.
On that. And will there be a moment? Well, Drake London had his moment. Julio had his moment. Should have been a winning Super Bowl. He had his moment. It's called a catch on a third down throw that should have given us the championship. But we'll get into that a little bit later. What are we doing? We come back. Got to talk about the Braves. Hell of a night. Why Matt Olson, you'll hear from him, says the wind was doing good things for him, and why our closer right now is the talk of baseball. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You ever seen Mr. Deeds?
Have I seen Mr. Deeds? You talking about the Blackfoot?
Oh, hang on here. How far is this one going to go? Is it Chop House Bound?
Keep plot.
Yes! Just enough mustard for Matty-O!
Gotta be the Sox.
1025 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro. And Sandra Golden, thank you so much for being with us as we take you through a Wednesday morning. A wonderful night at the ballpark last night. Wonderful night for so many reasons. You know, the beauty of sports and the beauty of what we do for a living is every season is its own soap opera. You get close to people. You get close to storylines. When you had all these beat writers who used to travel with teams, still happens in some places. Most times it does not. But you always had these ongoing storylines, and you could pick up your newspaper or get online, and you're just following along, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can't say the Falcons have been boring. You can say a lot about the Atlanta Falcons the last however many years. Let's just go with the last 3 years. Last year for Arthur Smith, first 2 years of Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot's final run. Then we get the firing since Stefanski. You have the quarterback drama. You have the Desmond Ridders, Kirk Cousins. Michael Penix Jr. draft pick. You have, the coaches. I mean, like, it's fascinating, right? And the Atlanta Braves are kind of fascinating, but not in the gossipy, like, let's spill the tea way. The Atlanta Braves are fascinating because every night you're just watching a baseball team come together that is just firing on all cylinders. Their record in series, 18-2 right now? Mm-hmm. Is just spectacular. They're 21 games over 500. 61 games in. You don't play at that clip. 21 games over 500. 61 games in. And last night, Matt Olson, a part of the mix with the big home run in the sixth, the game-winning home run. You hold on in the ninth, right?
Yep.
And it's like, we having one of those nights, right? For Iglesias, who, by the way, got roughed up in Boston in the ninth. They were up 8-5 entering the ninth, mm-hmm. and they won 8-7. Last night, they gave up a couple of hits, and it looks like, this could be the end of the streak. But it was not.
It was not.
Let's hear from, first off, Matt Olson on the home run. A strange, without the highest launch, a 49-degree launch, which was the highest in majors this year for a homer. But first, he talks about not being sure if it was going to get out.
Put a little too much air under that one. Luckily, we had a little wind blowing out there to right, so snuck out for us.
Here he is mentioning that angle.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be my highest, and it had to be up there. I mean, luckily we got a little short porch and got enough of it, and I said, with the wind sneaking out.
So he gets,
it was not only the highest launch this year, but in Braves since 2015 when they started the StatCast, it's the highest ever since then. So
Bryce Elder out there doing what Bryce Elder has essentially done, which is be one of the great stories all year. That is like, If you want to talk about, you know, when they do the Braves dock of the 2026 season, where Bryce Elder has been in his career, what he has delivered this year.
Phenomenal last night. His worst outing by far was against Boston last week. And then he goes out last night, 6 2/3. Slider wasn't sliding, but to listen to him talk afterwards, it's like they're two different people from last year to this year. And he just knows, he even says, I know how to get out of it this year. As opposed, you know, and he's given up a home run here and there, but thank God there have been solo shots. 6 hits, 3 runs, a walk. He literally could not be bragged on more by Mr. Walt Weiss.
Yeah, here is Walt talking about the outing.
Getting into the seventh, you know, gave up the kind of a wind-blown homer, the two-run homer. The ball was flying to right. You know, the wind usually doesn't affect the ball in this park, but tonight it was. And the ball was really going to right field. You know, he did an outstanding job. Seventh inning was a tricky one just because we wanted to stay away from some of the guys, and I give him another day, especially in Dylan Lee's case. Didn't want to pitch Dylan tonight. Same with Kinley, same with Fuentes. Wanted to stay away from those guys. So the seventh inning, you know, we sent Bryce back out with Suarez up, but he got a huge out against Valenzuela. That strikeout was huge. That was going to be his last hitter no matter what. And he gets to punch out, so Suarez only has to get 4 outs. And again, I sent Bryce out for the seventh because I knew I can go get Suarez at any time in the first 3 hitters. If I bring somebody in from the bullpen, then I got to wait at least 3 hitters to go get Suarez. So that's why I sent Bryce back out there.
Bryce Elder's at 5-3. His ERA is at 2.63. His whip's at 1.08. Opponents hitting 2.13 against Bryce Elder.
Yep.
Chris Sale's got 8 wins. Elder's got 5 wins. 13 wins combined. Opponents are hitting under 200 against them. I mean, it's just been a phenomenal story. And it's like you turn on every night. Well, now we got the Acuna's getting hot story. And now we got the Matt Olson's going after the MVP. And then it was the Drake Baldwin might be literally our best player. Last night, another example, you only had to use 2 guys out of the bullpen. You know how that sets you up?
Yeah.
That's how you win series. When right out of the gate, game one, Elder has the outing that he has, you only have to go to 2 guys in the bullpen, and now you have the rest of the series. Bo, anything jump out of you from last night?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, when it comes to the conversation of, he mismanaged this game by leaving him out there too long, what he just said there about bringing in Suarez and not having to start the inning with somebody out of the bullpen, because you do have to have them face 3 hitters. So he lets Bryce go out there knowing he can bring in Suarez at any time. But if Bryce can get outs, let's have him go out there and get outs. He was able to get 2. Suarez only has to pitch for 4 outs. Whereas you start the inning with a reliever that's not Robert Suarez, you got to go at least 3 hitters. You have no idea, you know, what's going to happen there.
Right.
So,
great point. Look,
he's playing chess with the bullpen. 100% he's playing chess with the bullpen. It's brilliant. I turned on MLB Network yesterday. They're literally talking about the Braves bullpen and the strategy that is Walt Weiss. And he's such a math guy. Such a where Snitker was a gut feeling guy, and so many they are. It's like the perfect combination of this stat guy with my gut feeling, and it's working.
He also risks not being able to use Dylan Lee. If that's the guy, you can use him tonight. Definitely, whereas right. It would have taken like a 10-pitch outing for him to be available tonight. So Walt's very good at playing the
100%.
Match my pieces with where they need to go game.
And playing the long game in a series, understanding how important it is to save arms. Every time you go out and win 2 out of 3 in a series, you are just stockpiling your resume for that season. The Atlanta Braves now, where I think it was Tampa had as many wins. The Yankees we were even with. There was a time with the Chicago Cubs. Boy, what a story that is. Cubs are a disaster, right, over the last few weeks. Well, all that being said, the Braves have 2 more wins than the Dodgers. The Dodgers are hot again. But Tampa, we got 6 more wins than Tampa. We got, what do the Yankees have? Yeah, Yankees have 36. We have 5 more wins than the Yankees.
Aaron Judge is hurt, y'all. They've got something. He didn't play last night. They reveal that he's got some bone, something funky in his shoulder. Going to be evaluated today. That's a them problem. Seattle, I believe, has won 8 straight, beat the Mets again last night. If you're watching our shortstop, yep. Kim sat again. Jorge Mateo was at short last night. The Drake Baldwin update. I think a lot of Braves fans were disappointed. They thought you might see him. They're not rushing him back from this oblique. They're just not. So Walt Weiss said, look to our next homestand. June 16th will be. Maybe he can come back then. I think we can all agree, let him rest. We'd rather have him healthy in September than this for sure.
Yeah, and listen, appreciate what is happening on this Braves run. Toronto great chance to win.
Bless you.
Win the World Series last year, and
bless you.
They're three games under 500, 29-32. So the Blue Jays are just out of last place. The absolutely horrendous Boston Red Sox are the only reason Toronto's not in last place in the American League East.
And Vlad Guerrero and Springer both haven't got going yet, so get them going as of
Mariners,
they leave here.
Yeah, to your point, Mariners had the same thing.
Yeah,
they were one of the best teams in baseball. You kept looking up at the Mariners going, oh, maybe that was an aberration. They've won eight straight. They're back in first place. So Toronto will go on their run. Toronto is still loaded.
They can start on their run on Friday. Let me just bring up the weather, Braves fans. Because when you're starting to look at maybe should I go down to Truist, when I tell you the perfect
I told you
weather
this is the week.
Today, 78 your high, it was 50. When I got my car this morning, at 60. Not a cloud in the sky, by the way. So it's a lunch deck day for sure. Tomorrow's 82, not a cloud in the sky. So at game time, it's 70 and a little cool. It's like this through the weekend, y'all. Sunday, we got a little bit of chance of rain.
This will be the best weekend. This will be the best homestand weather-wise.
Humidity's like 20.
Of the entire year. This is going to be. Any day games coming up?
Mm-mm.
Other than, is it Sunday that we got a day game? Anyway, when we come
4
back.
4 o'clock on Saturday.
4 o'clock Saturday. O'clock, okay, there you go. Sunday.
Yeah, 4 o'clock's for the national game on Saturday. The national game on Saturday and the 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Wow, is that a win. When we come back, the NBA Finals starts tonight. Why? There's just one storyline that matters more than any other. And I got a three-strike questions about Drake London that's really important. We'll do that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, it's 10:40. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra, I can promise you next few weeks there will be a ton of World Cup coverage right here. Figure out how our city's doing compared to other cities. It's such a massive undertaking for North America, really all these United States cities, and watching the World Cup. So make sure you are listening. Mike Conti, our entire soccer crew, no more.
Jason Longshore is as good as it gets, and just the insider stuff, or if I raise my hand.
You just sit next to Jason Longshore and soccer knowledge. You just like,
seeps through your
it's
skin.
Like when somebody hands you your phone and they want to do like, they want to drop it. Like, what do you do there? You
yeah, what's
drop
it called?
Photos
just going
to
drop.
Whatever mm-hmm. it is. You know, you just like, oh, give me your phone. Let me drop you those. That's what happens with him. It just seeps in your brain.
So,
more soccer
so good.
Knowledge. More.
So every night from now through the end of the tournament, Jason is going to have special editions of Atlanta Soccer Tonight covering all the major storylines. It's all brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer and by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26.
So let's do our big game of the night and then touch on a few other
John Foy, factors. Thanks so much. It's Braves and Jays, game two of this three-game series, and it will be a 7:15 start in a perfect, perfect night situation weather-wise. So head on down. Grant Holmes, Patrick Corbin will be on the mound.
Some folks may say the NBA Finals also, which begin tonight. How long have the Knicks been off? Has it been like a month?
They stopped playing I believe February the 3rd.
Yeah.
February the 3rd.
An absolutely ridiculous amount of time off. But tonight, the Knicks on the road is a 4.5-point underdog in the series. The Spurs are about 2-1 odds, -190 to win the series. The Knicks +155 coming back. And
9 days.
If you want to win a lot of money, bet the, I guess it's Knicks to win the series 4-0. You bet $100, you win $1,500 back. They just swept the last two. Are they on one of these epic runs? I mean, nobody would think that necessarily would be the case that they are going to run through, but maybe the Knicks are just an unstoppable force right now. But if you bet $100 on the Knicks and they sweep, you win $1,500 back. If you bet $100 on a 4-1 Knick, it's $1,000. I don't want to root for the Knicks. I do not, for so many reasons, right? The insufferable fans, the fact that, you know, I don't know, they're a rival of the Hawks. You have to consider them that. We played them in the postseason a number of times. Maybe the style of play also, a lot of flopping going on with Jalen Brunson. There's, I don't know, the Spurs seem a way easier team to get behind, the market they play in, and you have Victor Wembanyama, who just simply has emerged as just one of the most rootable stars that there is. And it's funny because last night my wife and I were going to bed, and we had ESPN on, and they were showing the Last Dance, the Michael Jordan doc, mm-hmm. which they throw, you know, anytime they're going to open programming, it's like, put the Jordan thing on. And we were watching, it was the Rodman episode or whatever. But, you know, rooting for Michael Jordan back then was so easy, right? I mean, he looked like a million bucks. He had this incredibly affable, engaging smile in the way he was dealing with the media, which almost surprised me, right?
I don't remember it that way.
Yeah.
But in the film it is.
Like he's messing around with folks mm-hmm. and talking about whether or not he'll be back next year. This is really going to be his last year. And the five security guys that are with him, they call him the sniffers for like jock sniffers. And I mean, it was just a kind of an ease about Michael, not the edge that I think he would gain. Whatever it was last night, he just seemed eminently rootable. And that's how Victor Wembanyama is. And that's how the San Antonio Spurs, from their head coach to the pieces around him to how they've built the team to the market to the respect for basketball to the Greg Popovich illness, there's a ton to like about the San Antonio Spurs, and they're going to be good for a long time. But my gut is that when you watch a team, what do you always say, Sandra? When somebody shows you who they are, believe them?
Believe them.
I think you have to believe who the New York Knicks are. These are circus scores. This is not a normal set of circumstances. You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers are loaded with talent. It's not just James Harden and Donovan Mitchell. I mean, they're front court. They're big guys. They're well coached by Kenny Atkinson. They just dusted them, just slapped them aside.
So why is Spurs favored by 4.5? I mean, everything you're saying is true, but they also lost to the Hawks
not
twice.
Four and a half.
They got on a run.
They're 4.5 because they're at home. No, the bigger question, which I think you're alluding to, is, why are they favored in this series by 2-1? Mm-hmm. I'm getting a team that has won 11 straight in the postseason, and they're getting $160 to bet $100. I don't have it in me to give up $190 and take the Spurs. I don't have it in me, not to get too deep into the gambling end of it, but I don't. I think the best thing I can do, and I'm going to say this, is not to bet it at all and just root for
so
Victor.
So proud of you.
Just
this
root
is a
for
moment.
Wembanyama.
From this moment, this is beautiful.
My son turns 15 today. I'm going to send a message because he does hear on the radio. I talk a lot about point spreads, and he does, hear me talking to my buddy Jeff and others, and just like, what do you think of this game? And or I'll text Mark Zeno and go, give me something Zeno on tonight. You know what I mean? And in this one, I may just sit it out and root for Victor Wembanyama. I just might do that.
I think this is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what happens when you lie? You have a tell.
No. I'm not lying.
You put your glasses right back on your face like that.
I'm not lying. Here's our three strikes questions. Will Drake London play in a Super Bowl?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you're going to have to bet $500. It could happen at any time with any team in any scenario. Let's assume he's got another 8 to 10 years left. Not even win one. Will Drake London play in a Super Bowl? What's your job and how do you like it on a scale of 1 to 10? What is your job? And how do you like it on a scale of 1 to 10? We talked to a second grade teacher today. We talked to a pest control person. I'm not telling.
HVAC guy.
HVAC. So what is your job on a scale of 1 to 10? And your favorite athlete, your favorite player, athlete, when you were 15 years old. For me, that would be 1981. I think it would probably, like every 15-year-old that lived in Boston, probably be Larry Bird, who was in the height of his run of winning 3 MVPs consecutively, right? Think about that. That white boy won 3 straight MVPs in the middle of the Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, Kareem Abdul. I mean, pretty remarkable. But
Bobby's right now, number one? He just turned 15.
It's an international soccer player. I mean, he's way into soccer. And when I start talking,
Brian Windhorst's whole deal yesterday was that we've never had the face of the NBA being in non-USA, and you were ahead of this yesterday.
Yeah.
But the discussion was all about that, and I say if there was ever, I don't think anybody can't look at Wimby and go, I love everything about him.
Yeah, the competitive fire at that age, the guy, the desire to accumulate championship titles, the desire to, you know, cement his legacy, right? So all of it. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The questions, will Drake London play in a Super Bowl? What's your job and how do you like it? And your favorite player, your favorite athlete. Let's just say your favorite athlete when you were 15 years old. Take yourself back there. What year was it and who was it? Let's do a nice long session, 404-726-0929. As Bo picks up those phone calls, you know, you start talking about the greatest players that ever played the game. And I again, the caveat was not that they win, but they play in a Super Bowl. So if you think about Falcon greats, Jamal Anderson, he got to play in a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan played in a Super Bowl. Julio Jones played in a Super Bowl. Roddy White did not. Keith Brooking played in a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He was a special teams player as a rookie when we played the Broncos, right?
Yep.
Not a lot of Atlanta Braves did not play. I'm thinking about Atlanta Braves. And how many years we went to the World Series. So the Atlanta Hawks had never been in a finals. So every single Hawks player, good, great, not special, the answer is the same in every one of them. None of them played in the NBA finals unless they played for another team, actually, so that's part of it. But Dominique Wilkins never played for another team that went to the finals.
Ugh.
And just thinking of him, because I think he played on San Antonio, and I know he played in Orlando, and I know he played on Boston, like – but none of those teams. So Dominique Wilkins never played in an NBA Finals. Charles Barkley didn't win it, right? So getting to a Super Bowl, will Drake London ever play in a Super Bowl? 404-726-0929. Hey, Rich in Dallas. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Steak.
Thanks.
How you guys doing
Thanks
today?
For calling, man. Hey, do you think Drake London will ever play in a Super Bowl?
I do. I do. I think he goes about his business and carries himself the way he needs to, and he's in a phenomenal player. And like you said, whether it's with Atlanta or not, I believe he'll play in a Super Bowl.
What's your job, and how do you like it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I am a school bus driver, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it's like an 8.5, man. I enjoy my job.
What's the best part of the day? Is it seeing smiling faces, getting to know kids and families?
Yes, it's getting to know the kids, interacting with them. Obviously, the end of the day, but yeah, I do enjoy my middle and high school because I can have those conversations where I can kind of go into depth with certain things.
That's
you know,
awesome.
The elementary, they're always off the wall. So
that's awesome. Hey, who was your favorite player when you were 15 years old?
Dirk Nowitzki, Swish 41.
Man, one of the great postseason runs of all time, right?
Yes, indeed. 2011 is forever etched in my memory.
You know it. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you to all the school bus drivers. They
absolutely.
Don't get talked about enough. My goodness. You see those videos and what they have to put up with?
And
good for you.
And getting our kids
safely
from, yeah,
yes.
Point A to point B to go get educated.
Jimmy, did you ever ride the school bus?
I walked to school most of the time.
Did you ride the school bus, Bo?
No, my dad threw me in the hatchback of his car and took me
my sister. I was on it on certain days, depending on either walking or taking the bus. Jimmy in Midtown, will Drake London play in a Super Bowl? You got to bet $500. What are you betting?
I'd bet it. I know he'll get to a Super Bowl at some point.
What's your job? How do you like it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Thank you. I've got a quite a bit different job than the school bus driver. I'm a tequila salesperson for Casa Maestri.
Jesus, right. Take the wheel.
Well, how do you like it?
And I love it. It's a great job. The job is to go around and talk to bars,
restaurant owners. All right, let me ask you, how accurate is the people aren't drinking as much? Is it overhyped or is it completely accurate?
Yeah, there's pockets. I mean, the partiers are still partying. The industry softening up a little bit in the grand scheme of things, but Atlanta's still hopping.
Your favorite player at 15 years old?
Probably be Magic Johnson. I'm a Michigan State guy.
Hard to not love him and those teams. Tom Izzo, one of my favorite people in the history of sports. Thank you, buddy. Brandon in Buford, will Drake London play in a Super Bowl?
Hey, hello, Steak.
Sandra and Bo. And hey, Steak, happy birthday, Bobby.
Nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And yes, Drake London will play in the Super Bowl.
Is it going to be with the Falcons, we hope, or not? What do you think?
Yeah, rise up. It's got to be with the Falcons. I'm a Georgia boy for 55 years. All my life, he's got to be with the Falcons.
What's your job, and how do you like it on a scale of 1 to 10?
My job is I'm a speaker and entertainer, so I travel the U.S., and it's a 10. I love it. Get to talk to people, get to entertain people, and keep them pumped up.
Well, no doubt, after that Bobby rendition,
that
I appreciate that.
Beautiful voice.
Hey, give me your favorite player at 15 years old.
The great, and may he continue to rest in peace, Pele. And I'm a soccer man, just like your son Bobby. So love me some Pele.
Thanks so much, Bobby. Getting a lot of shout outs.
Good for Bobby.
It's good that Nolan and Sophie don't dominate.
What does a 15-year-old want for his birthday?
You know, we're probably it's hard to get him to like good kicks. I want to get him really nice sneakers to wear to school, and.
Stuff. That's a great present.
Yeah, or a soccer jersey internationally. Gave me three names, Kaká or somebody and some other guys. And hey, Bo, who was your favorite player when you were 15 years old? Who was your favorite athlete?
I think Ricky Henderson was still my guy. Yeah.
You were how old? I mean, it's not you were how old.
15.
What year was it? Yeah, sorry. What year was that?
Probably 92.
92, okay.
91? Yours has got to be like Larry Bird or something, right?
Did you say it?
Sorry.
Another example of
Sanders. Oakland just won the World Series in 89. Yeah, it was definitely still Ricky Henderson, yeah.
Who was your favorite athlete at 15 years old?
I don't remember. It was back in the 30s. Probably Dale Murphy, right?
You think of you and your dad, you're in high school.
Yeah, that's why we were watching the Braves at that point.
Probably
Dale
Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody at Florida State, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to look at that once.
Yep.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Lots to get to. Game one of the finals. Braves keep going, rocking and rolling.
I'm taking the Spurs.
Also, Nick Saban in front of Congress, a lot of good stuff on that. And Josh Brooks, the AD of Georgia, is all fired up. Maybe we'll get him on, bitching and moaning about that, right? All right. Thanks for making the Steakhouse Party today. Bye.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.